Have you heard about this new alternative to credit cards that's allowing them to get paid anywhere between 17 to 70% annually and avoid going through the Truth in Lending Act that came out to protect consumers from being destroyed by credit card? Have you heard about this new thing? It's called Buy Now, Pay Later. Guess who's using it? Affirm, Klarna, Apple, PayPal, and they're making so much money and so attracted to the consumer because the consumer says, babe, this thing here is $1,000. I can't pay $1,000 right now. But guess what? This Buy Now, Pay Later allows me to pay only 25% right now, which is $250, and I get to pay the other in three payments, $250, $250, $250 over the next 6 weeks, and I own it. And in many cases, this is 0%. How cool is this? Then how do they make their money? Well, these companies like Klarna on the back end get paid 2 to 8% from the person that's selling the product. So for example, Apple would send Klarna, this is a $1,000 product, hey, we'll give you $20 to $80. Oh, so that's how they're making their money. Couple different ways, but God forbid if you miss a payment, it goes to 30%. And by the way, more than 4 in 10 Americans who have taken out one of these Buy Now Pay Later loans have made a payment late on one of those loans, according to a new survey from LendingTree, which is why 23% of BNPL customers have regretted financing a purchase this way. So why are people using it? I don't know, babe, but it's a hot phenomenon. They're making a lot of money. Let alone on top of this, credit card companies today just increased their rates. It's the highest it's ever been. $3.57 trillion of available credit. Do you know banks, the largest banks in America, raised limits on 18.4 million credit cards in America in the first quarter of this year? It's up 22%. Why are they doing this? Making a lot of money. And then on top of that, they opened a record-breaking $89 billion worth of new credit card accounts in the first quarter of 2023, all because interest rates are increasing and they're finding another way to make money. I got so much stuff to share with you here right now, but this is concerning for me. I've been in debt before, and there are some quotes about debt I want to read you, and we'll get into the episode. First one is, he who is quick to borrow is slow to pay. You know how I know that? I've been quick to borrow many times in my early 20s. Here's the next one for you. If you think nobody cares if you're alive, try missing a couple of car payments. Earl Wilson. They will call you and they will get their money. And last but not least, which is the heaviest one, Andrew Jackson. When you get in debt, you become a slave. These companies are producing a lot of slaves today. If you get value out of this video, give it a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. So let's get into it. If this is such a weird thing, why are people doing it? Well, because, listen, companies want you to spend money. The government wants you to spend money. That's how GDP goes up. The more money you spend, the better it is. Companies are making money. Do you think people are waking up in the morning saying, let me find a way to prevent you from getting into debt? No, they own you. It's like a drug dealer. Get addicted. Spend the money. Get addicted. I buy. I make more money. Get addicted to this video game. Buy another NFT. Buy another this. The more you get addicted, the more money I'm going to be making. Fine. That's okay. No problem. You make a very good movie. Maybe I'm addicted to it. You make a very good book. I'm addicted to reading it. Fine. We can talk about that. But you as an individual have to make a choice so you don't fall for this trap, because it's very stressful. I remember being in debt, $49,000. My credit score being 484, 495, 499. Something happens to men when you're in debt. You can't lead better. You can't be a good father, husband. Your temper's short. Your fuse is short. You're irritated with people around you because you're in debt and you don't know how to pay for it. You file a BK. Do you not file a BK? It's very stressful. So watch this. 70% of America's GDP is generated from consumer spending. 70% of the GDP is stemmed from you spending money. With interest rates at 5% and a much higher cost of living, consumers are getting squeezed. Personal saving rates are near record low levels. When you look at this chart, we are not saving a lot of money, but damn, we're spending a lot of money right now. So then the question becomes, you'll hear our politicians saying, look at the GDP growing. It's been the best growth of GDP we've had in the last 7 quarters. It's amazing. It's record breaking. Look at this chart right here. Q3 2023, GDP grew by 4.9%. How? Because you're contributing towards it. You're spending money. And you know what the president says? On behalf of the White House, I just want to say thank you for your spending money, whether it's buy now, pay later, credit cards. You're helping us have a very good number. Thank you so much for spending money. By the way, that's kind of like in MBS, you know, Saudi Arabia, 42% of their GDP comes from oil. You, consumers, are oil to the U.S. economy. So let's take a look at some of this data from Buy Now, Pay Later. The market for Buy Now, Pay Later, some call it BNPL, an alternative to credit cards whose popularity exploded during the pandemic, is expected to reach $4 trillion in 2030. Consumers are taking advantage of ways to pay for goods and services in interest-free installments. Mercantile Advisors estimates the total number of BNPL users will exceed 1.5 billion by 2030, from 403 million in the first half of 2020. 23. That's nearly 4x in 7 years. And by the way, if you're wondering how it was this last Christmas, here's what it looks like. Dear Santa, can I pay later? This year, 2021, BNPL, $12.8 billion. 2022, $14.5 billion. 2023, $17 billion. If you want to know a little bit deeper what ethnicity and background uses this the most, whites, only 16%. Hispanics, 24%. Blacks, 26%. And if you were to take a wild guess, which household income you think uses this more? Over 75,000 or under 75,000? I'm sure you got this one right. 73% of those under 75,000 use this. 17.6% only use it above 75,000. And watch this age category. 18 to 24, 42%. 25 to 34, 50%. 35 to 44, 50%. 45 to 54, 33, 55 plus, 19%. So if you're like me and you wonder why people even using this, these are the top reasons why people use it. Number one, easier to make payments. Two, flexibility, lower interest rates, easy approval process. It's a soft credit check is what they call it. Credit cards are maxed out, no interest, low credit card limit. Now, if you're wondering what they're spending it on, here's a chart to tell you what they're spending on according to LendingTree. Clothing, by a mile at the top. Technology items, then shoes. Home decor, furniture, accessories, beauty products, jewelry, sporting or fitness equipment, toys, travel, books, event tickets, and other. And the most popular BNPL companies being used right now at the top is PayPal, then it's Afterpay, then Klarna, then Affirm, then Zip, then Sezzle, then Splitit, and then other. And as of October 2023, Apple has officially launched this for U.S. residents. Congratulations, folks. So the question becomes, so if you miss a payment, if they're not following the guidelines of Truth in Lending Act, there's no way they can report to your credit if you miss a payment, right? Here's what happens. Consequences of missing a buy now, pay later payment. Charging interest on the unpaid balance, turning over your account to a collection agency, damaged credit score, not allowing you to make future purchases with the plan. So your credit score will take a hit. Okay, so final thoughts. Look, I want to kind of get you thinking here as the consumer, because this is what this did to me when I'm thinking about it. We got three parties involved, right? The first party is what? The consumer. Oh, this is great. 25% up front, 25, 25, 25. How awesome is it? I just bought a $1,000 thing for $250. I like this. Okay. Then it's the buy now, pay later companies that are charging this service. They're in the middle. And then there's the company that's selling the product. Guess who likes this program the most? If we were to rank it, guess who likes the most? These guys. Who has the least risk? These guys. I sold the product. I got my money. Yeah, I gave this guy in the middle 2 to 8%. I don't care. Product was $100. I give you $2 to $8. Cool. Go collect the debt. I don't need to collect the debt. That's your job to do. So these guys have the least amount of risk, okay? These guys have a lot of risk because they may not get the money back. And then these guys have risk as well. So, but I understand the dynamics between the three. That's BNPL stuff. It's another creative way of getting money from the consumer, putting you into debt and getting you to pay for it. They're going to end up getting their money. Apple's going to get their money. You know why? Okay, go ahead and go make the payment. Go be late on the payment. You know what Apple can turn off? Called this right here. Smartphone, PayPal, go ahead and don't make the payment. You can no longer bid on eBay. No, I got to be able to bid on eBay. They have controls to do this. Smaller companies, you may not need Klarna or Affirm or all these other guys, but I'm not a fan of this at all. I've been in debt before. It sucks. I just want to talk to you while you're watching this, if you're still around with us, because this is not a very exciting topic. It's debt. Who the hell wants to talk about credit card debt and buy now, pay later? You would much rather go buy the clothes and show the Louis purse you got or the nice phone you got. Here's what I will tell you. Being in debt sucks. You are a slave. You can't sleep. It affects the way you parent. It affects the way you treat your spouse. It affects the way you are as a son or a daughter. It affects the way you are as an employee. It affects the way you are as a friend. It affects your dreams, your life, your peace, your happiness. Prevent yourself from being tempted for financing things you shouldn't be buying in the first place. And increase your cash. And go on a credit card or buy now, pay later diet for 10 years. And see if you can do that. See what it'll do to you. It'll be one of the best decisions you ever make in your life if you can resist from this bullshit temptation that they're selling your way. Anyways, Mike asked me a good question. He says, Pat, isn't this an example of bad capitalists? I said, not at all. He says, what do you mean? These guys are making billions of dollars ripping clients off. I said, no, the consumer's at fault. Why are you buying it? Why are you falling for it? You say, I'm a bartender. You come to my bar and I'm a sick bartender, which means what? How you doing? How's everything, Johnny? Wife is good. Tell me about your day today. Bad day today. Really? What happened? What happened at work? No way. Here, you want another one? You want another one? You, man, I'm so sorry to hear. Hour and a half later, I got you drunk and your bill is $140. You tipped me $40. I'm a great bartender, but you had $1,000 in a bank. You just gave me 20% of your savings. You should have never come to the bar. So what am I, the bad guy? No, the consumer is. You got to control your decisions. You and I. And this, if you notice, I'm getting emotional because I was here just 23 years ago. I'm 45 at 22, 23. I was addicted to credit cards and getting myself in a bad situation. Anyways, if you got value out of this video, give it a thumbs up and subscribe to this channel. By the way, if you've never watched an old school video I did, which it applies any time of the day because it's evergreen, go watch 20 Rules of Money. These 20 rules is why I have a couple dollars today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.